Penguin Random House Audio presents The Front Runner, The Week Politics Went Tabloid by Matt Bai. Read for you by Rob Shapiro.
Gatsby turned out all right in the end. It is what preyed on Gatsby, what foul dust floated in the wake of his dreams that temporarily closed out my interest in the abortive sorrows and short-winded elations of men. F. Scott Fitzgerald. Preface. What it took. One of the first people I called after I decided to write this book in 2009 was Richard Ben Kramer. This was not a call I made lightly. I had, by this time, been writing about politics for the New York Times Magazine for the better part of a decade, so I was not exactly a journalistic unknown, but Richard was in a different category altogether. He was one of the greatest nonfiction writers of this or any age, and his seminal 1,047-page chronicle of the 1988 presidential campaign, What It Takes, The Way to the White House, was arguably the greatest and most ambitious work of political journalism in American history. We had talked by phone in the past, and I had written about him once, but never before had I sought his counsel. I feared finding out that one of my literary heroes was just another dismissive egoist, the business is full of them, who didn't have time to dole out advice. About 30 seconds into the conversation, Richard invited me to lunch at the old farmhouse he shared with his girlfriend, and later wife, Joan, on Maryland's idyllic eastern shore. Anytime I liked, he said, just pick a day. He wasn't doing much other than writing. The grace of that invitation wouldn't have surprised anyone who knew him. The next week, I drove the 90 minutes down to Chesterton.